Don't you get sick of me? Fat by fat my history. Stay tuned and listen to my life. You think you know me? An anger is a mystery. Hello, Anchor. This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to episode 5 of 3 Facts About May. And with this episode, as you just heard, we have a new intro. Woo! This will be the intro for the next few episodes, and basically, it comes from a song from... a song from a video game, Shadow the Hedgehog, and I basically downloaded the karaoke version and adapted with my own lyrics, so these are my lyrics, although the melody and the arrangement is made by someone else, which is indicated in the details on Anchor. So yeah, I hope that you guys like the intro, that it's not too annoying, and that it will start kind of getting into your head. So the first fact of today is I have a masculine handwriting. Now you might be saying, oh man, women, it's not the same, bah, 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 bah. Yes, but... studies show that you can kind of guess by specific traits of the handwriting that are considered to be more masculine or more feminine. And in my case, a lot of people have told me, oh, you have manly handwriting. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Everyone tells me. I don't care. I just want to write and get it done. And I don't care. Because especially nowadays with computers and mobile phones, no one really reads your handwriting anymore. Your handwriting is pretty much just for yourself. And I don't care how it looks. I just care that it's effective. So I basically need to write fast. I need it to be understandable for me. And that's it. So here are some actual traits of masculine handwriting, which is... being hurried, uneven, messy, spiking, sloppy, and bold. So, yeah, it kind of pretty much describes my handwriting, if you could see it right now. I remember when I was in high school, my handwriting would always look better. During the first week of school, I guess you guys can relate to it. Because the first week of school, you'd be all motivated, you have new pens and everything, so you write everything super, super perfectly, and then by the end of semester, you just don't care anymore, and you're writing super fast, and in the beginning, you might kind of be writing notes again, and trying to make it all pretty, and then you don't even rewrite notes. You're just like, I don't care. It's fine. I won't have time to read this anyway. That's kind of true. And the funny thing is, I have another story related to this, not specifically with myself, but I think it's funny to tell. One of my roommates, Manman, she was Chinese. So roommates when I was in Southampton living in the UK. And we were doing the master's dissertation, and so I would frequently see her working on the kitchen right there with me. And I would see her writing in English, because obviously the master's was in English, although she was Chinese. But you could clearly see in her handwriting how much she is influenced by knowing Mandarin and Chinese characters. So, like, her handwriting would look... very sharp, just like Chinese strokes, you know, and the way she would, not just the look of it, but the way she would write the letters would also not be the way that usually at least Portuguese people write the letters. And the things that you notice more, I guess it's the Y that has like a very sharp, tiny edge that goes up instead of just going down. and then the eye also, the little dot on the top, it's usually we just do a dot and they kind of do a little stroke, very small stroke, which makes it look like Chinese characters. Second fact is, I really am a Capricorn. So Capricorns, it's from the zodiac sign, and Capricorns are born from September 22nd to January 19th. And in my case, I was born on the 6th of January, which is in Portugal called the King's Day. Ooh, so I like that date. Usually what that meant was that I was going to have to spend my birthday on exams or being the first day of school after Christmas break or something like that. It's not really a good time to have your birthday, but still, I guess it's better than summer break because summer break, none of your friends go because they're on holidays. Bah, 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 bah. I'm just a little box of sound, like a sound machine soundboard. You press me and I make a stupid sound. It's weird. So what I mean with I really am a Capricorn is I'm going to go through some known characteristics of being a Capricorn. I took this from online, but like everyone has heard about this, I think. At least those who are Capricorns know that this is the stereotype. But I do feel like Capricorn really fits with my personality. So without further ado, let's go for it. So the strengths of a Capricorn are responsible, disciplined. Whoa, I really suck at this. Self-control and good manners. Yeah, I think I'm responsible. Yep, disciplined. I mean, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be doing hanker here every day. Although I have been failing the last few days. I am sorry. And self-control, yeah. I mean, I only do things if I really want to do them. I don't like to improvise or anything. And good manners, yeah, probably. Weakness. Know-it-all. Unforgiving. Condescending and expecting the worst. So know it all, I think it might be true, you know, sometimes I'm that Hermione girl just putting her finger up and wanting to answer everything, and because I'm very competitive, I also want to know everything. But thank God that now that I'm in Microsoft, I'm never the smartest person in the room. There's always stuff to learn, but yeah, I guess for those who are kind of my colleagues, I might sound like a know-it-all. And unforgiving. I don't really relate to this one. I think I forgive people. Maybe I still think about it in the back of my mind. Like, because I'm very loyal, I expect that from everybody else. And when someone kind of breaks my trust, I won't forget it probably, but I do forget people. Forgive people, although I don't forget. Ooh. Then condescending. Yeah, I think it is related to the know-it-all. Sometimes I think I might sound like I'm treating some people like they're not as good as me, and probably I do mean that sometimes. And then expecting the worst, yeah, I think sometimes I might be a little bit negative, although I do try to be positive because I'm very, very pragmatic. I just think this is not gonna go well, and because I believe that, yeah. Likes, family, tradition, music, quality craftsmanship. And we're gonna have to break this segment into two episodes, so I'll be right back. And the last fact of today is, I loved reading psychology facts. And I said loved because I don't really read psychology facts anymore, but when I found a new one, I love it. So this happened, I think this obsession with psychology facts happened around my 10th grade. That's when I first fell in love, and I guess because I was in a unrequited love relationship. I loved the other person wasn't in love with me. I was friend zoned, and I guess I wanted to find some way to kind of explain how you can love someone and wish them really the best, and be such good partners, but still not be suitable for a relationship because the attraction is just not there or whatever it is. So one of the ways that I could cope with that was through reading psychology facts, and most of the psychology facts that I would read, in my case, I would read them on Tumblr, and they would mostly be kind of romantic or in terms of human connection and everything. So if you're wondering like what kind of facts are, I'm gonna read the type of facts that I would read. These are not romance related, but still, you might learn something today. Experiencing new things slows down our internal sense of time. This is a good one. I think for me, if I'm learning, it really feels like I'm doing something worth it with my time, which might make me think that time, we have plenty of time, and it's not, you like, you don't feel like you spent the day is ending and oh my god, didn't do anything, didn't learn anything. But when you do learn, you kind of feel satisfied at the end of the day and you can't wait to start another day. And the another fact that I had here, and note these are facts from factslides.com, is the smell of chocolate increases theta brain waves, which triggers relaxation. And when I'm stressed, sometimes I eat chocolate and it's just so relaxing. Like imagine if it's like Friday and you spent the whole week working and then you get home, you just open a new chocolate bar and you watch TV or a movie. Oh, it really, really does wonders. I could share it on social media every time it happens because it's just so cool. And it's crazy how chocolate kind of works like a drug in a way, because it makes you so addicted to it. But that's another discussion. But yeah, are there any other psychology fact addicts? I would just read them all scrolling through my Tumblr and then reblock them. And then because I'm a know-it-all, I would tell them to my friends, but no one really asked. This is it. That is it for today, folks. I'll see you tomorrow and happy gaming.